Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, the podcast that gives me an uneasy feeling when the order does not come in force. Is it just me? I'm your host, Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I am Abel from 10 and 11 Design. Okay, so...
Ako lang ba, Abel? Pag hindi force yung order ng Shomai.
Actually, pagkarinig ko nung sabi mong force, in force, as in with force, so malakas, parang gano'n. That's what really naisip ko, parang in force, wala, as in F-O-U-R-S.
Kasi yung mga order, di ba, na parang tatlo, dalawa, I just find it weird.
Yeah, pero pinaka-weird is one, ah. Meron ako na-try one.
Hmm. Meron mga or lalo na yung mga malalaki.
Yung malaki. Yung
mga jumbo shomai. Yeah, usually buy one. Tapos ang mahal.
Oh, di ba? I do agree. Weird nga siya pag... Hindi naman nakakain four kasi I feel like three na medyo malaki. Madalas ka naman nakakuha nun. Pero yung mga below than three, weird. Less than three.
Ako four eh. Parang uneasy. Kahit minsan meron ako nakainan na restaurant five. I think somewhere in Binondo. Five siya. I still find it weird. Parang may uneasy feeling na bakit di apat to?
Something's not aligned. Something's not aligned.
May ano, glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. So, yeah, kumusta ka? Kumusta yung past 2 weeks mo?
2 weeks? Can't believe, ano, no? Last week of Feb. By the time we're recording this, the last week of Feb. 2 months just went by. Ako, right now, I'm just typical work. But I think pinaka-highlight is I'm re-watching The Big Bang Theory for some reason. Well, the reason is my sister. Kasi yun yung para binibinge niya every time. I think sister ko naka-ano na yata, naka 4 times na niya natapos from season 1 to 11. What? So dahil sa kanya, syempre naririnig mo, di ba? Naririnig mo yung laugh tracks, tas yung mga certain jokes. So, ayun, I'm on season 5 now. Again.
Okay.
So I think second time to. So, yun yung ano, yun yung that preoccupied me for the last 2 weeks. Ikaw ba?
Big Bang Theory. I mean, I remember that in like high school. Sobrang tagal ng series na yun. No? Pero it's nice nga. It's fun.
Mane, nerdy yung jokes.
With me, actually, medyo malaking changes nangyari with me in the past 2 weeks. I started working with a new designer right now. She's actually very good na. Parang almost same level, parang ganoon na. Parang a little, hindi naman, I mean, I'm being like humble na. Pero I feel like she's very skilled as someone who's starting in product design. So I'm very excited about that. She's working with me on projects. Now she's still learning a lot with the process, the making the deliverables and all that stuff. Pero her portfolio was very impressive. And then last Wednesday we started working together na. So medyo na brain dump ko nung Wednesday. Pero it's fun. I mean, it's a new challenge for me. Although I've been teaching an intern since December, I think what's different with this one lang, this case, kasi my certain skill level na, I find it different na, I find it easier to teach someone who's a blank slate than someone who's parang may alam na eh. Kasi I feel like I'm being conscious with how much she knows na already. And I'm trying to save time. Kasi parang, ba't ko pa i-discuss to kung you know it already? Or sometimes parang, hindi mo pa yata alam to, pero tinuturo ko na sa'yo. So, medyo in-minimix ko yung that kind of thing. Pero, yun, it's fun. It's really exciting. And for me, parang challenge to create a business that, di ba, parang could cater to highly skilled people versus yung ako lang yung nag-work dati.
So, the company ano, lives and dies with you.
Yan, parang ganun. Hindi naman pwede yung ganun, di ba? So, yeah. Big thing with my, with me right now. Yep. Okay.
I think that's
so,
better than my Big Bang Theory rewatch.
I mean, that's nice, naman. I mean, actually, in that front, naman, I'm watching My Hero Academia. I like anime. It's parang medyo mas na-unwind eh pag talagang gusto kong mag-unwind. Tapos unwind din medyo na-hype ka. Lalo na, kasi I like yung mga shonen type of animes. Yung may hero type.
Pag sinisigana nila yung mga attack nila.
No? Tris, ma-hype ka talaga eh. Parang gusto mo rin mag-super saiyan eh. Parang ganun yung...
Naalala ko yung hinahype mo sa akin dati, Axel World. Para Sword Art Online.
Yeah, actually tagal na rin nun, no. Hindi na siya natuloy. Pero if there are any listeners who like anime there.
Weeb.
Hindi naman. Hindi pa naman ako ganun level. Mainstream ako eh, so i-judge din ako ng mga weeb. Netflix. Netflix. Hindi na ako nanonood kasi parang hindi ko nahanapin. Hindi na ako magpa-pirate. Tapos easy yung UX na parang sige, kaya mo lang siya mag-play.
Yeah, fair enough. Mainstream.
Mainstream, weeb. Okay. Sige, Kev, before maging kwentuhan session ulit, which is, I'm not saying it's not fun, pero it's fun naman to makipagkwentuhan. Pero we have a topic
digress.
Yeah.
The digress a topic.
Oh my. We have a topic for tonight, which is our predicted trends for 2021.
Yes. So basically ko ano yung no? What we see, maybe some are obvious, maybe some are not, but typically the trends that we see that 2021 will live up to, or baka nga even beyond 2021.
Yeah. I think it's very exciting to talk about this, especially hearing what you prepared. Kasi hindi ko alam kung ano sasabihin mo, pero parang different lens eh. So I'm interested in what you have in or what you see in the market or in the digital space right now. And parang ito naman, trends in the digital space in general, diba? So it's not just like... it's not specific to an industry or to a certain like field of study, parang ganun. So yeah.
Although ang sa akin, ang disclaimer ko lang would be mas nag-focus ako more impacting towards the consumer.
Yep.
Kasi maybe I can talk about this later, but kasi pag sinabi natin tech trends, ang dami talaga eh. Lalo na yung mga big things, 'di ba?
Yeah.
So I focused more on that has a big impact with the consumer. So, tayo as people.
Yep. Okay. I had the same mindset exactly. So, great. Okay. So, we'll do this the same format. Dating gawe, as they say.
Alternate. You'll give
your trend and then I'll give mine. And then, until we run out of answers na lang.
Or run out of time. Kung ano mauna. No?
Yeah. Okay. Sige, Kev, what's your trend for 2021?
Ako, I'll remove the obvious. So I still think work from home will be a viable option for employees. But I'll take it even a step further. So about 2020, alam naman natin, most of us, if not all, really felt the work from home the work from home paradigm, right? From the burnouts to the trafficless work experiences. So I think for 2021 and even beyond, work from home is here to stay. I truly believe that. And I think companies, not just startups, but even full-fledged corporations, yung offerings nila for their for employees, especially new hires, it will include work from home options. Na, for example, a hybrid na okay, for 2 days a week you get to stay at home, that's 3 days you come to the office. So I firmly believe that is that would be a competitive advantage for big corporations. So I'll get that out of the way. Work from home.
Yeah, I think happy ka rin about it. You've been very vocal about liking that hybrid setup, right?
Yes. I don't agree with the pure work from home setup. And since I've been working from home for I think 11 months now. Actually, malapit na mag 12 eh. In about 2 weeks magta 12 na. Ang sa akin is I still prefer the office setting. Yan yung bonding, yung mga chismisan sa office. Iba eh. Nakaka-alleviate ng stress. Yun na yun eh. Nakatanggal siya ng stress. But then again, na-experience ko na yung, let's say, 8 o'clock meeting mo, magigising ka 7:30. Diba? That's being conservative. Mga 7:30 ka magigising, walang traffic. Right? Diba? Wala kang traffic na dadaanan sa EDSA. Sobrang sarap ng feeling na yun. So I think the best of both worlds really is hybrid. Hybrid. I'll really vouch for a hybrid work a work setup.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, though I have a weird setup, pero I think it makes sense for everyone in general. Yung you get to choose kung kailan ka mag-office. Kasi definitely nga, you still need to have time in the office. Eh. Camaraderie is such a big thing, even with cross-functional teams, di ba? Parang with me, di ba, now I'm working in an office with your business partner. I find a lot of value in being able to exchange ideas really quickly. And hindi na nangyayari yun sa work from home eh. Diba? Tagal ko lang na rin nag-work from home and it's not the same talaga. So, that's a very positive trend and I hope na it really sees into the future. Diba? We see it into the future.
Yep. And So totoo lang, it's not really the if I'm gonna be completely honest, it's not really the office per se, the office time per se, pero yung after office na gimmickan nyo eh, the after office bonding. Kasi, diba, let's be honest, pag sa office dati, lalo na pag it's a stressful day, walang pinipiling araw mapa, kahit hindi Friday, kahit hindi Thursday, pag may magaya, oh guys, two bots naman dyan. Marami kang maririnig na sige, tara. Lalo na pag stressful yung araw, marami nangyari. Yun yung isa sa mga na-miss ko pag nag-work from home eh. Kasi ang hirap naman sabihin yung, tara guys, video conference tayo, yung inuman.
Inuman.
Inuman, di ba? Yeah. Naging fad eh. I mean, fad dyan nung simula, di ba? But it's more unlikely that you keep liquor or at least beer na yung ready for inuman na nasa bahay mo as compared to yung nasa office kayo o bigla may magaya, inom kayo kahit sandali bago umuwi. I think that's really more likely to happen. I think it's more fun that way.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna be honest. Yun lang naman talaga yung yung one of the biggest benefits of working in the office.
Team building kasi daw.
Mga late night team building.
Pero that has a lot of, I mean, we can't say naman na, diba? Although it's outside work and outside of like a business setting, that still has a lot of value to a company. Whatever, parang we can't take that away from that, yung lalabas kayo, kakain kayo, or iinom. You can't really measure it. Or maybe you can, pero it's something that you feel talaga. Experience siya. Pero
lalo na sa mga bagong hire. Diba? It's really a good avenue to mingle with the older people who are there already. Anyway, yeah, so yun yung sa akin. Work from home will be a viable option moving forward.
Okay. Sige. With me, I think it's very related to that. Although mine is product focused. So one trend that I noticed within the digital product space or digital services space is dumadami na yung, there's a lot of options for communication tools. So communication tools, that's the trend that I'm seeing. And I'm seeing a lot of new communication tools that could cater to any kind of team, in a sense na if you want something that's chat based, there's a lot of options with that. Video based, ang dami na. There's one that I've tested before or recently, which it's called Meat Butter. It's a video conferencing tool. It's essentially like Zoom, pero what's really good about it is it has a framework built in. Kunyari, it has an agenda setter. Parang it's made for workshops kasi, essentially. So you can put your agenda and then people can see what's next or the time left for, say, an exercise that you're doing or for the topic that you're talking about. And then people can raise hands para you can, di ba kasi in Zoom, I'm not sure if there's a raise hand here, like in this kind of video call, unless it's a webinar. Yung webinar ng Zoom meron eh. Pero there, webinar it has yun. That.
Sa atin yata wala.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's one. And then meron pang, it's called mm-hmm. Sobrang weird, no? M-M-M-H-M-M-M. Mm-hmm. So
yung kanina, meat butter.
Yeah, meat butter. And then,
ito, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yun talaga yung name niya. It's so cool kasi it's not a video conferencing tool. It's like OBS, Open Broadcasting Software. I'm not sure. Basta yung ginagamit ng mga streamers eh. So,
okay.
You can use it as the camera feed and parang green screen essentially. It creates a green screen for your camera. And what I like about it is kunyari, gusto mo mag-show ng slides. Instead of just yung background mo, parang yung virtual background ng Zoom. Pwede mong ilagay yung slides mo doon. So pwede mong ituro. Yun. Parang yung mga
yun.
Yeah, parang mga TikTok videos, di ba? May mga TikTok videos. Yun. So yun, you can do that. And then pwede mong palaitin yung video mo as a, yung, di ba, you have a photo in the feed. Pwede mong palaitin, pwede mong i-dim, pwedeng Jedi, parang Jedi ka. Di ba? Like, it has effects. That kind of thing. So, there's that. What else? There are like tools that I'm not sure. I don't remember the name, but I saw the product. Lang na it's almost like a proximity-based chat. Na kunwari, it has a certain floor plan, and then you have an avatar that you move, and then if you're close to another avatar, kayo lang yung magkakarinigan. So, if you want to talk to a certain person, parang lilipat-lipat ka pa or you have to move. So, something like that. So,
para ka diba? Naglalaro ah.
Yeah, essentially. Diba? So, it's really cool to see that. Nag-upgrade talaga yung communication software available for the new world, essentially. So, I think that's a trend na it will only get better, definitely. Yung mga na-mention ko, just came out of beta. Meat butter, recently lang din siya, bago lang din siya. So, ito, yun, talaga, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga eh. And hindi ko nga rin expect na like, yun yung name ng software. Nakita ko lang kasi yung link niya. And then, ano to? Tapos, okay, video, well, green screen software siya. Ano ganun? Tapos, parang, ba't hindi naman sobrang related yung Pero siguro kasi
ngayon,
yun yung...
Ngayon, nakilis ako paano na ano, nakamapit
na name. Siguro kasi when you're on a video call, you say, or di ba pag wala ka naman sasabihin, Ganun ka lang ng ganun sa meeting. Mm-hmm.
Or nagde-deliberate sila, ano, oh, ano na yung pangalan? Tapos yung tinatanong, ano siya, nag-drift off. So yun na yung pangalan.
Siguro na 200 mms ka a day eh, pag puro meeting ka.
Assume na ano.
Yeah. So yun, communication products or communication software.
Right.
That's my friend.
I think I agree. I lalo na ano yung expansion ng mic kasi sa ano I'm big user of Microsoft Teams. So the features that were rolled out last year trumped I think the most releases that they did prior to 2020. So talagang video conferencing tools or at least collaboration tools are really gonna be in demand. Ako simple lang eh, basta may reply na hanggang ngayon Microsoft Teams for the desktop, lalo na yung chat doesn't have that. So please siguro yun lang sa akin, reply.
Yeah.
yun lang masaya na ako. Reply. Pero sa desktop one thing, pa, sa phone kasi meron eh.
Yeah. One thing to add lang siguro with that. The reason why there's a trend with it kasi it just popped into my head ngayon. Kasi parang there's more people using that or within that experience. Kaya the demand. Kunyari, there's a more demand there now. Kaya ang daming nagkakaroon ng bagong software. Kasi before, diba? Like Zoom. And then okay na siya for everything. Eh. Diba? Pero yung pala, may specific needs pa eh. Like the one I mentioned, Meet Butter, for facilitators like me, workshop facilitators. You have to manage the timing of the exercises or the things that you do within the workshop. So, right. Yeah, nagkaroon ng demand for better software. So, people are just meeting the supply. And hindi naman kasi ganun kadami yung users within that space or market before, di ba? So, now, there's more opportunities. So, if you're thinking about a startup, maybe look into new things that came up into in 2021 or into the new world. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sige. Ikaw next. What's your next? Sige.
Sa akin next, I'll also remove the obvious. Shopping and Lazada will continue to dominate. But yeah. Ang ika-caveat ko is the items, I feel that mas marami sila mapapabili this year. And the reason I say that is because advances in artificial intelligence and recommendation engines are really at an all-time high. Hmm. And like Amazon, eBay, yung mga e-commerce sites like big ones like Shopee and Lazada, meron yung mga yan eh. Their programs, their algorithms that recognize you as a shopper. So I'm not gonna be surprised if this year is gonna, yung sales nila for this year is gonna beat it's gonna be 2020. Kasi imagine they have at least 6 months worth of data, of pure data from last year, and 6 months worth of habits already made. Yeah. Kaya feeling ko this year mas maraming mapapabili. Not just because of the sales, pero parang napansin ko mas tumatalino na yung mga items recommended for you eh. Mas tumatalino na siya. And tayo sa Philippines, we're really more of a bargain, we're really bargain hunters. So imagine a bargain given to you. Tapos parang specifically for you. It's hard not to really click that buy button. So yun yung ko na this year, Shopee and Lazada will continue to dominate and even Trump 2020.
Yeah, I think so. I totally agree with that. And I can see that then. Definitely. Siguro, to add to that lang, or I'm not sure about this, pero I'm hoping na, well, I can feel it naman being someone in the industry or like being a vendor of like websites, web design services. Pero you'll see then more demand in doing business online talaga. They're related to that retail, online retail, not just within the confines of Shopee and Lazada, diba? I think there's more interest nga in providing their own experiences for online retail for brands. Eh. Hindi lang specifically na bagbebenta ka lang sa Lazada. I think the more savvy companies or more savvy brands will go into developing or building their own online retail experience, having a website, creating ClickFunnels, di ba? Mm-hmm. It makes more sense to them. Kasi one thing to say about that kasi with Shopee and Lazada is essentially you're renting your customers, di ba? Nirerent mo lang sila dun sa big platform. You don't have that direct control over them. They're essentially not your customers eh. You're just selling, pero customer siya ni Shopee and ni Lazada. So, the more savvy brands will go into building their own. So, yep.
Yep. And like they say, diba, the ads are getting smarter. Diba? In reality, it is really getting smarter, yung mga ads. Tapos meron pang ang myth, diba, na nakikinig daw yung cellphones natin. I see a lot of YouTube videos that have tried that. Na parang they're quote unquote playing around with ano, with the listening device, quote unquote.
So, that's so funny. I don't think naman na nakikinig per se. I'm not sure ah, pero siguro my explanation is hindi naman kasi isolated yung thinking natin, di ba? Parang baka ginugel mo na pala siya, baka may clinic kang link, nag-stay ka longer within in the feed. Na, kasi they can track that eh. If you stay on the certain post sa feed ng Instagram or Facebook. So hindi sila nakikinig. And nasa-suggest nila sa'yo eh. You see an ad, you talk about it with your friend. Di ba? Na impressionable ka rin eh. And they can predict kasi what you like. You know, Google results. When you search on Google, yung results mo, the results that you'll get are related to your previous searches. Hindi siya completely, ano, parang hindi siya isolated lang na kunyari sinerch mo lang siya. Ipe-predict niya based kung ano yung interest mo before. Diba? So kunwari, nag-search ka ng basketball, palagi, NBA, and then nag-search ka ng shoes, more likely na ang results mo is basketball shoes. Something like that. Diba? So,
it's exactly like siguro. That. Yep, it's exactly like that. Talagang ano eh, it's really that good. The AI behind it, the recommendation engine, it's really that good. Tas ang scary pa kasi niyan, the most prominent application of these technologies, e-commerce talaga.
Sila talaga.
And with the habit of people from last year, nabigyan lang natin sila ng more data sets for them to learn. So this year na yung feeling ko, it's gonna be more aggressive talaga. Yeah. So yun, that's it for me. So sayo, Abel, what's your second trend for 2021?
Second trend for 2021 will be, I think this is more locally, pero sales webinars. I've seen a lot of local brands when I say brands, personal and brands. More people are trying to do sales webinars then, which you'll see a lot naman online before, eh? Especially with foreign companies. If you're familiar, pag nasa YouTube ka, you'll see sino ba sila, Dan Locke, Ty Lopez, that sort of thing. I'm not saying people who do sales webinars are like that, kasi they have a bad or polarizing reputation, eh? Sila Dan Locke. Pero you'll see them in ads kasi. Pero sales webinars kasi are really good for selling services, not just digital services. Pero diba, there are a lot of online education material or online education products, and very good way to sell it, yung services na yun through sales webinars. And not just digital, even if you're a doctor, say you can do sales webinars, eh. You can do an FB live event na, okay, I'll teach you about how to take care of your liver, something like that. And then, kasi people who go there, you can convert them. So I see that a lot more people or a lot more local businesses will be doing that, are doing that and will be doing that. I expect naman na the quality will definitely be better. Now more of groups siya. You'll have a certain number of speakers. Pero siguro down the line, one person na lang just speaking to a group. Parang ganun. More of events kasi dati, parang meetup eh.
So these are basically webinars that have the intention to sell a certain product or service.
Yeah, even webinars themselves. Siguro I should have said webinars lang. Pero it was interesting lang na parang sales-driven mostly. I don't think naman, parang let's be candid naman na yung mga webinars naman are sales events most of the time. They don't just like for free lang just to give. Diba? It has the goal of selling, I would say. So yun, that's my second. Tama, diba? Okay. Sige.
Sige.
Kev, anong
for my
next
third,
mo?
Ano, I'll go into the realm of apps. So, di ba last year, we've talked about for the previous episodes that the logistics or delivery apps and the Grabs, right? So, feeling ko for this year, health apps, in health apps will be the next big thing. Kasi, so, I just want to qualify. Kasi, di ba, for last year, sports took a hit, gyms took a hit. I think right now, the biggest health craze is cycling eh. Parang biglang dumami yung parang streaming last year. Parang ngayon, ang dami ko na nakikita nagpo-form ng cycling groups. Kahit yung mga...
Pati golf people, actually.
Ah, yung golf wala pa masyado. Baka yung mga mayayaman talaga. But I see more people who ride their bikes. So this was like gaming last year. Yung, di mo in-expect si ganyan naglalaro. So ngayon, ganun din. Ah, di mo in-expect yung ganyan, nagbabike sila, tas may mga cycling groups, weekend cycling groups. Minsan nga, every night, cycling groups. So, I think health is, or exercising, or fitness is coming back. So I think health apps will really be...
health and fitness.
Health and fitness will take the center stage. Kasi right now, I'm seeing a lot of exercise at home apps. Even personal trainers that are friends of mine are creating their own, like you said, sales webinars. Gumagawa na sila ng parang sessions at home, right? Thus, I'm also seeing a lot of new cycling-specific apps na lumalabas.
And I think Hemsworth has an app. Sorry to butt in, pero I really wanted to say it. Chris Hemsworth has an app. Chris Hemsworth.
Thor?
Yeah, Thor. Oh.
Ano, nag-exercise lang siya, ganun?
Hindi, trainers lang. Pero siya yung nag... as far as I know, siya yung nag... Ano talaga, nagbaback nung fitness app na yan.
Kala ko siya mismo yung ano, yung nandoon na... Yung nagbibilang one. Parang, stretch your arms like this, ganun. Kala ko siya talaga yung nandoon sa ano eh, sa video. But yeah, mga ganyan. I think that's really that's really the next big thing. And I'll even go beyond it and say I think this is the dawn of telehealth. Or telemedicine. Kasi before I think we have one, yung Consulta MD from Globe and iDoc from I forgot the company but they're tied in. But I think telehealth could be the next big thing. Lalo na people are really afraid to go to the hospitals and like what you said, right? Video collaboration tools, sales webinars are becoming more, I'd like to say ubiquitous. So I think it's a logical step na telemedicine, health and fitness apps will become the next thing or at least a trend for 2021.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, there are a couple na, pero I think now is like what we said about the video conferencing and collaboration tools. There will be more and will offer different kinds of values pa for different kinds of people. Diba? So I totally agree. And yeah, yun nga, si Chris Hemsworth nga meron. Eh. So,
mahanap nga yan. Chris Hemsworth.
Nakakatawa yung ad niya. So, check it out. Forgot the name lang. I saw it the other day. Okay. So, next ko. Actually, kind of related din. Apps din siya. I'll mention a specific one, which is Clubhouse. It's a sort of a Discord type. If you're familiar with Discord, diba, you have a room where people go in and parang you can chat lang. It's something like that. So Discord, Clubhouse has that element. Pero right now, it's professionally, yung niche niya is for more professional networks. Pero people could just jump in into a public room where someone's speaking. And sort of, hindi naman siya webinar, pero I think it's more of like a live podcast. Parang ganun yung ino-offer niya. And I'm saying that it could be a trend kasi people are looking for more live interactions. I think what's really cool about it is it's voice driven. It's not just people chatting, right? The engagement or the trust or the relationship that's being built there is really, really high. And there's a lot of value for people right now.
So parang yung mga forums dati, yung channel, yung parang sa mga channel 21 dati, channel 22.
Parang ganon almost. Na you have speakers, parang ganon. And then nag-open lang sila. Minsan pwede sila magtawag from the audience na okay, you speak. So how it works is essentially my speakers and then my audience, and then they'll pull some audience sometimes para makapagsalita din. Parang ganon. It's really cool. If you have, it's invite only right now. Pero if you have the chance to get it, I think anyone who has a career or has a business will find a lot of value there for networking and for professional improvement.
Na ulit yung label?
Clubhouse.
Clubhouse. Yeah. So yun, Abel, commercial lang. I found the workout and meal plans by Chris Hemsworth. So the app is called Center. C-E-N-T-R. Center.
Oh, okay. So, hanapin mo yung ad niya. Matatawa ko dun sa ad. For our listeners, if you can find it, hanapin nyo. Nakakatawa yung ad niya. I think it has the same humor as like Chris Hemsworth in the Marvel movies or Thor in the Marvel movies. So it's really cool. Wala lang, like sometimes you have or you find ads that are really cool, eh, diba? Na you remember. So good job on their part.
Interesting. Yeah, sabi, no. Train, eat, and live better with Chris Hemsworth's team.
Yan. So I think kasi Facebook has yung has the user base eh. Although the thing that would keep them from becoming that giant is the brand eh. It's surprising for me to see. I mean, I like branding as much as, or like I like good branding definitely as much as the next person, pero it's easy to think na it's Facebook, sobrang laki. Pero abroad, Facebook's branding has created parang a competitive advantage for smaller players dahil some people or a lot of people don't want to be in Facebook. I saw this online service or online platform called School. Essentially, Facebook groups siya. It functions like Facebook groups talaga. You may discussions, mas segment or mata topic, makakategorize mo yung discussions, you can post files, photos, whatever. Pero yung parang yung pinaka selling point niya, it's like Facebook groups but not on Facebook. So the brand, their brand of parang not taking care of people's privacy, 'di ba? That type of thing. Talagang nagiging advantage na siya for other people, for other smaller players. So wala lang, it's really cool lang na parang to see na okay, you have this potential to be like Skynet, pero yep, people don't like you or move away from you because you could be like Skynet. Parang ganun.
I think it's really more of the at least there, sa US, the legislations against them. Lalo na yung mga summons ng US Congress from Mark Zuckerberg to explain yung mga data breaches. Diba? I really don't think that helps their case.
Definitely.
And yeah, I do believe na yun nga, they really have the potential to be Skynet. So alam mo yung, okay, you're powerful. And diba before, I think 8 years ago or 9 years ago, when we hear of social media, it's always going to be a positive spin. Oh, you're on social media. You have all of these benefits, right? Uh-huh. Connecting with your long-lost friends, your loved ones from abroad. But now, at least mga 2 years ago, when you say social media, may negative connotation na eh. I feel may negative connotation na. Lalo na if you say, how do you want to have a peace of mind? How do you want to have a good mental health? Avoid social media.
Yeah, totally. That's true. That's true.
Ubi iba na. So yeah, I totally get where you're coming from. Tsaka Skynet sila talaga eh. Then yung facial recognition, yung, damn, iba yun. So, yung dati auto-tag kasi they can recognize you by just the photos. Grabe yun. Sobrang powerful ng technology.
Wait, are you familiar na, did you know that Facebook, kunyari wala kang Facebook account, they can create a ghost profile of you. And then when you register, almost ready na yung friends mo. Kunyari kahit wala kang account, and then Facebook would know na you're, kunyari, friend kita. Tapos, parang they'll get data about me from you. And then, syempre, super dami mong friends. Tapos, makaka-build na talaga sila ng profile mo kahit wala ka. So, when you join Facebook, tama na agad yung information. That, parang they'll connect you to the right people already. Parang ganun.
Kilala ka na nga nila even before you're on the, before you're even on the platform, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's scary and cool. I mean, it's cool pero scary.
Cool muna eh. Tapos pag na-realize mo, kilala ka na. Ayun. So, I think that's my fourth.
Super apps. Okay. I think super apps. The super apps that you were talking about was more of like verticals. Like in one industry, say Grab will be the dominant super app or dominant player in that type of service. Although they're trying to re-breach na rin naman nga pala. Diba? Pero GCash finance talaga, diba? Finance.
Yeah, but it's more of a, hindi lang siya vertical but also may horizontal approach. May horizontal play din kasi it's
payments, no?
It's transcending multiple industries already. So, yun. Yeah. So, sayo Abel, what's your number four?
My number four is cryptocurrency or blockchain, sige. Not just crypto, blockchain. Pero I don't want to speak too much about it because I don't want this to be like investment advice. Definitely hindi. I like the potential of blockchain. And if you notice, if any one of you are like living on social media, you probably heard of Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's been hyping on NFTs or non-fungible tokens. Essentially, non-fungible tokens are pieces of software, essentially, di ba? Na hindi siya pwedeng makopy. Non-fungible nga. So, yung non-fungible tokens or NFTs, kunyari, digital art, mga items on say a game, parang ganun, 'di ba? Pwede siya. Pero I'm saying that it's a that could be a trend kasi Gary Vaynerchuk was hyping baseball cards and NBA cards and Pokemon cards before. And ngayon, the Pokemon cards go for $16,000 in the best condition. So parang okay, this could be a thing. And then Elon Musk is also hyping cryptocurrency and blockchain. I think if you're a, if you expect to live within the next 30 years, 40 years, you have to at least know what it's about because it's a whole different world. And I think that's where we're headed. It's not the trend for ngayon lang. I think that's the general direction of the world. Yeah. Diba? So I know this is something that you could really talk about, Kev. So sige, spill your thoughts.
Wag ganyan.
Hindi naman, I'm just saying what you think about blockchain. I'm not saying...
I agree completely. Kasi ako before, personally, or at least I want to separate, diba? Crypto right now is really, cryptocurrency is really making noise. If I can say so na it's making more noise now than when it did 3 or 4 years ago. Kasi before, ah, okay, Bitcoin is 20,000 per token, per coin. Right now, it's what, 50? On the average, it's 50. Diba? No one expected that it's gonna become 50. Well, aside from the people who are brave enough to actually believe in it before. So I think the technology, blockchain, that the technology is really something I believed in from the get-go. A lot of big companies are using it. Pero I want to separate blockchain. So blockchain, I think, talagang ano na yan, dyan na yan. It's gonna be one of the crucial technologies. But crypto, before I was a bit skeptical about crypto, but now not so much. Kasi I think Bitcoin made a believer out of me. as far as cryptocurrency being more accepted, being more used, or being more ubiquitous, yun yung word of the day ko, ubiquitous. Yeah. I think tama ka, for the next couple of years, it's gonna be here to stay. It's gonna be here to stay. It's gonna get more noisy, definitely. Mm. It's gonna get more noisy. There are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. 95% are probably gonna be, this is in the industry term, shitcoin. That's what they call it. So useless coins, but the main ones, I think, yeah, it's really gonna be here to stay. Aside from blockchain, currency, cryptocurrency, digital currencies, like what you said, tokenized assets. I think that's the more generalized term. Tokenized assets. Uh-oh. It's really gonna be the next things. That's gonna be the that's gonna be the big buzzwords for the industry. So yeah, crypto's gonna be here.
Yeah, exciting siya actually. If you think about it, even for, I mean, what really hit me, or like what was really nice for me, was that concept of yun nga, the tokenized assets. Kasi, for example, you were a digital creator, diba? One of the big problems that they have is yung kinukopya laging artwork nila. Companies would like just print shirts nung dinesign nila, diba? So I feel like it's such a big change for consumers, for people talaga na magagawa mo na yun, na hindi ka na makakapitalize ng that way, hindi ka na madadaya that way. It's such a big change into how the world works, I think. So I think that's, even in that sense, very promising siya. Kasi before, hindi naman na po-protect masyado di ba? Yung IPs ng mga ganun. So, yep. Wala lang. I guess that's just an anecdote na parang okay. One of the applications of blockchain na I think that's very promising. So, yun. Okay, okay.
Again, this is in no way to serve as an investment guide. I'm just saying cryptocurrency is really here to stay. Bitcoin made a believer out of me. So I'm more as days goes by, talagang na mapaniwala na ako, okay, fine. Ano ka na? You're here to stay. I don't think you're a bubble. Yeah. People will really look for things on how to use you. Ayun. So, yun. Yeah. That's my period. Kasi habang-usapan natin.
Yeah, it's not that, I'll say it then, it's not investment advice. I just thought that it's good to put it out there. I mean, it's happening naman na eh. Pero I think lang it's in your best interest. Let's say na due diligence mo na alam mo yung nangyayari. Parang ganyan. Kasi mapupunta doon and alam mo yun, parang if you know now, at least you know what could happen. In your answer ko, like, not just Clubhouse, pero apps that provide real world or more connections na type of experiences. I can't remember another one right now. Pero I think with that, kasi it's spontaneous. Eh. That's what's really cool about it. I think people have been tired with setting up meetings, video meetings. Na, di ba, you'll set up a meeting with friends na mag-zoom kayo. I think it it's lost its novelty for the general public now. Diba? I remember before, even with our friends, we would do that. Pero now, parang wala na nag-aayan.
No, wala na.
Kasi it's tiring din.
Wala nang inuman.
No. Nakapagod din kasi. So, ano na lang. Ano. Pero if you have an idea for like how to get people to connect better online, that's a really good thing to build right now.
Yeah. So ano to, parang Omegle but with a lot of people.
Essentially, and voice lang. Parang, yeah. Hindi,
Omegle and a lot Omegle more
kasi
people.
Is random eh. Omegle is random eh. Ito naman, you can see what they're talking about in the room and then pasok ka lang. Tapos, there's a speaker there. Even hard, you'll find hard to reach people, like mga investors in Silicon Valley. You'll find them there, investors in South Korea, parang gano'n. Tapos they'll talk about topics, authors.
Nasa ano ba to? Naparod mo ba to sa startup?
Hindi, hindi.
Alam ko napanood mo sa startup.
Hindi. Okay. So, anong next mo, Kev?
Okay. For me, ano, so we've talked about this a bit, actually a lot, since last year. So we've talked about super apps, right? Super apps like Grab and GCash. So I think this year is the start of, ano, I call it the dawn of super apps. Kasi
okay.
Industry-wide, there's really a trend. Kasi, okay, you have your super, you have your mobile app, or mali, you have your main mobile app, then you have some mobile apps that cater to some specific service of certain companies. So now the industry trend is merging everything together and creating what they call a super app. So
how would you define it? Like, I'm surprised with you saying na Grab and
kasi Gcash, like example, super apps. Before, it does, or at least it does one thing and it does it well. Like for Grab, it's transportation. For GCash, it's about payments, right? So before, that was the main intention. And they do it pretty well. Relatively. Then, tas bilang GCash, biglang nag-introduce siya ng investments. G investments. Right now, I think you can shop in... You can shop sa Lazada within the GCash app. So feel free to correct me guys on that. But meron na eh. May shop button dun eh. Now for Grab, before it was transportation. I mean, logically, they went from transportation to deliveries. I think it's a logical step. But I think what made them a super app is the introduction of GrabPay. It's the integration of payments and the Grab Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what made them super apps. So I think right now, I think the trend is pointing towards big companies are already making super apps. Like for Globe, I think Globe One, their app Globe One, yun yung parang roadmap nila in turning it into a super app. Na it's a one-stop shop, right? Or at least intention-wise. I'm seeing... Iba, pag-usapan na yan.
Hindi ka magana. Okay, anyway.
Pero cool yung parang rubber duck nila.
Anyway, what do you mean rubber duck?
Meron doon kapag yung ano, dati may rubber duck eh. I'm not sure if there's still a rubber duck right now. Doon sa ano mo, di ba, yung sa data, I think, let's say may 21 gig of data ka. Tapos pag nauubos
siya, I remember. Yeah.
Wala lang. Yun yung anchor sa app eh, no, yung rubber duck.
Mm.
But anyway, yun, the industry is really gearing towards merging everything into one big app. Right now, some banks like BPI, gumaganda yung app nila eh. So I think really now the play is going into super apps. RCBC launched an app that has micro insurance payments. What else? Telemed. I think may telemedicine nga eh. So really, parang one-stop shop na siya. So that's the trend that the industry is going to or is hinting towards. Kaya I predict 2021 will be seeing more of these super apps na applications okay. that you can do more than one thing. So parang ano siya, I think it's really more of stickiness. It adds to the stickiness of the app.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I would, because I asked you kasi, not naman that I define it differently, pero when you said super app kasi, what the first thing that came into my mind was definitely Facebook. Because I feel like it's the only platform there that could pull a trigger and destroy everyone else. You know what I mean? Kasi parang it has, it could integrate payments via Messenger. I think it has that feature, pero it's not focused or they're not really going all in on it. It has commerce in its platform. It's planning to add jobs. It has jobs then to compete with LinkedIn. It has a groups, so sort of forum types, and then syempre the newsfeed. Pero okay, yun lang yung naisip ko with when you said na super apps. I think yung mga examples that you've given, yeah, definitely they're like very big apps. They're not, I guess the value that they're providing to the customers is more parang ganun, diba? Parang yeah. Within the same vein, pero yun nga, super in a sense na it's not just for one thing, diba?
Yep yeah, that's how I would define it, or at least I got the definition from the industry. Yeah, accepted. Yeah. But I think yeah, for Facebook naman. I think you're onto something. I agree with the Facebook is one of those companies that can take over everything. Mm. Right. I think they are two key pieces away from becoming that big app killer.
Sige, what do you mean?
Like, kasi you mentioned payments, diba, via Messenger. I think it's not that prominent and it's not that powerful. So I think a payment service of Facebook that can rival or at least half of what PayPal is. That's one key component. For me, the second, if they can get something as close to making health affordable to the masses, I think yun yung key pieces nila. Kasi the reason why
Amazon is doing that though, just to speak to that point, yung health, Amazon is trying to get that. You know.
Mm. But yeah, kasi the reason I didn't say Amazon, kasi social, I think yung point mo, di ba, of saying Facebook will have jobs, will have groups, will have the marketplace. I think it's a logical step. Just like Grab's delivery from the transportation. I think it's a logical step, but something outside of their paradigm or ecosystem. That to me, that makes them a super app.
Yeah.
Kasi if they have a robust payments platform and they can offer health, kasi for e-commerce, I don't think they'll have a problem with it kasi may yung second-hand market na sa kanila na eh. So I think the logical step there is to I don't know if they're gonna do it, rival something to Amazon. I'm not sure if that's a smart move, but I think health kasi yung talagang ano eh, or at least in the space of apps, in the space of lifestyle, that is still an untapped market. Kasi tayo, it's still, at least the thinking there is still very traditional. Okay, there's a doctor. I need to go see the doctor. I need to have a face-to-face interaction with the doctor. Diba? Yun lang sa akin. Yun yung feeling ko, two steps that will enable Facebook to ano, to kill everything. Kasi, let's face it, who has the best chance of becoming Skynet? I think it's Facebook.
Actually, I forgot to mention streaming. They're trying to get streaming then. Some Twitch streamers moved to Facebook gaming. So that's another thing pala that I forgot to mention.
Yeah, pero I'm not sure if nag-succeed, 'di ba? Si Ninja bumalik na ata siya sa Twitch.
That's a different platform yata yung pinuntahan niya. Ni Ninja.
Di ba sa Facebook?
Huh, I'm not baka, sure.
Well, baka mali ako. So we've talked about di ba? We've talked about working from home, we've talked about apps, super apps. I think unfortunately there's a downside to that. Na I believe from this point onwards, cyber attacks are gonna happen more often. So I just wanna qualify natin. So it's more of hacks, mga phishing, email phishing. Just to give you an idea, diba ngayon, some can even hijack some even can get your OTPs. First, in one way or another, nakakakuha sila ng one-time password mo. So, I don't think this is a prediction. I think this is a reality. From here on, as we become more digital and as consumers have more power on their hands by yung mga smartphone, yung apps, super apps, and higher powerful smartphones, wala, cyber attacks are really gonna happen. Kasi ang challenging part pa is security. It's never gonna be proactive. It's hard to be proactive. It's always gonna be reactive for the most part. Kung na-fish ka, syempre, may nangyari, phishing attempt, tas we fall victim to it, tapos we're gonna contact our banks, we're gonna contact our service providers, hey, this happened, my account got hacked. In the first place, they're never gonna, syempre, yung mga common attacks like phishing, they're gonna be able to protect you from that. Pero yung mga, let's say, they can get, yung gagawa sila ng bagong website, tas doon ka mag-enter. It's really hard for companies to be proactive on that front. So, kaya ko siya na-bring up kasi I just want to emphasize na apps or companies encourage us to turn on your one-time passwords, yung OTPs. Make your passwords more challenging or doon sa pag gumagawa ka, diba, strong or super strong, right? They always remind us to be more vigilant, to have an always skeptical mindset. Tas since nabanggit mo yung cryptocurrency, yung mga yung mga quick, easy, get rich crypto scams. So, dadami yan eh. Dadami talaga siya. So, I think, the more this becomes more common, we really need to become more vigilant. So this is the downside of the technology trend or the evolution that we're experiencing now. We really need to be more careful and follow yung mga security protocols that the companies are encouraging us to do.
Yeah. Okay. I totally agree. I think that's a good thing to talk about then for a future episode. How our listeners could protect themselves from, well, not just our listeners naman, di ba? Yung new ones pag shinare nyo. Pero how people could protect themselves from cyber attacks. Okay. Yep. So yeah, I totally agree.
Puro positive, tapos biglang nag-negative.
I don't think naman it's negative. I mean, I think it's a reality of the digital world. Especially here locally. I don't think we have the best technologies yet or like the best infrastructures yet kasi budding pa lang ang Philippines, di ba? In terms of technologies or in the digital space. We're in no way leaders. So we're encountering our own unique challenges and problems while we're doing this. So definitely we're gonna get better. Pero yun nga, protect yourselves talaga.
Yeah.
Be vigilant, as Kevin said. So last ko, I think my last one, actually last ko na pala to. Ikaw hindi, I think you have more. But you have more pa?
Sige, after mo, I can give one more.
Sige. Okay, my last one is YouTube content creation. I think more people will be creating. I'm speaking for the Philippines. Actually, I think in general naman. Pero locally, you'll find more people creating content on YouTube. I'm specifying YouTube kasi I think in terms of sharing content, siya yung pinaka-challenging eh. Kasi it's easier to write an article, diba? Or record yourself. Like even here, yung podcast na ginagawa natin. Kasi YouTube has more demands. I guess yung...
Sarami siya yung requirements, yeah.
And it's very, ano na eh, it's saturated na. And then the production value, there's a production value. Saturated meaning ang dami ng content there. So if you're gonna share there, it's gonna be more challenging. Diba? Even if yung production value mo is low. Pero production value is a different thing in itself. Pero I think more people will be creating YouTube content kasi it goes back to yung people looking for connections that I said earlier. Kasi with YouTube, there's voice and there's visual, diba? So it will be very, I think it's the strongest naman. One of the strongest ways to connect, diba? So YouTube content creation for sales, for giving a good experience, everything. And just parang generational thing din, I think. Gen Z kids are more, how do I put it? They're more expressive ba? Siguro they're less shy than us, kunyari our generation, diba Kev? Kasi parang we doubt pa eh, pero like even my cousins or younger kids that you see, parang magti-TikTok lang sila or gagawa lang sila ng video. Sa atin, there's more hesitation eh. Parang hindi siya natural. So with them, parang, sige, video mo lang ako. Sige, alam ko na yung term. They're more camera-friendly or natural behind the camera. Parang gano'n, di ba? So, dun napupunta yun, I think. So, YouTube content, I would say. I think fulfilling then for a lot fair of enough. People.
Sabagay, ano nga, di ba? Parang biggest fan ni, yung mga, parang majority yata ng army ni PewDiePie. 7-year-old army.
Oh, di ba? So, gagawa rin sila ng sarili nila. Di ba? And people hearing the amount of money people earn from YouTube. So, attractive siya. Lalo. So, totoo lang. It's no I joke mean, kasi. Di ba?
Oo. But, I mean, you have to be the top what, 0.01% to really earn that much. I mean, people earn from YouTube, pero probably there's ano lang, parang amidst the glitz and glamour, meron talaga yung mga hidden realities na, ah, okay, akala nila madali lang, but of course, there's that intricate details, diba, na ilan, 10,000 hours yata para maging 10,000 total watchable hours ka para you're
monetized.
You're eligible for their monetization program.
What? 10,000 hours? Well, yeah. I think, and you need 1,000 subscribers. 1,000 subscribers, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, pero, people make money.
People make good money. Pero one thing lang, if you're interested in creating a career out of content creation on YouTube, there's this article written by the editor of Wired Magazine. He talks about this concept of 1,000 true fans. He says na you only need 1,000 true fans to be able to make a living out of what you're doing. So, kunyari, YouTube. Say, nagra-write ka ng articles and you need fans, di ba? You only need 1,000 to be able to make a living out of it. So, yun yung general idea. I'm not gonna talk about it that much. Or hindi ko rin naman naaalala lahat ng sinabi niya. It's a short article. But if you're interested, I think it's really nice. Good. Kasi I think it gives hope lang if ever you're going into that career. Kasi it's scary eh. Like, parang how do you get 13 million subscribers? Diba? That's a very scary concept. 13 million, di ko nga ma-imagine yung number of people na 13 million eh. Diba? So
tayo nga. 100 lang, nakakatakot na eh.
It's okay. Yung 6 fans natin, mahal naman natin.
9 na yata sila eh. 9 na.
Yeah, oh,
so nakadagdag tayo ng 3 true fans. So, 991 to go.
Mm. 991 na lang mag-quit na si Kevin sa sa job niya.
So ano to? So dapat may tracker tayo. True fan till Kevin quits or Abel quits.
so please like, share and subscribe
and become a true fan. Dapat part na 'yan ng spiel.
So, yun. Sige, Kev, what's your last trend?
Last one, I'm gonna make it quick. Okay. Dami ko kasi nilagay, like the PS5, hot pa rin yan this year, pero wala pa rin tayong supply na makukuha, so marami pa rin scalpers. So, but I'm not gonna mention that. So, for everyone's knowledge din, I don't know if you know this, Abel, the third telco, Dito Telecommunity, is about to launch on March 8th. This year.
Ooh, hindi ako aware dun.
So, yun. So, ang trend ko sana na sabihin is it's somewhat a bit more negative na I'm still skeptical that because even if the third telecoms the third big telecoms player open in the country, I don't think our services will improve drastically. So, unfortunately. So, yun yung parang negative Nelly ko. So, So, ang rollout plan nila is they want to prioritize or roll out first in Mindanao. Kasi the previous company that Dito Telecommunity came from or evolved from, it's ISM. I think it's Mindanao Islamic Telecommunications. Before it became Dito Telecommunity. And ito yung partner nila, China Telecom. One of the 4 state-owned telecoms, I think, of China. So, yun yung partner nila. The reason why I say I'm still skeptical about the services improving, it's because, one, they're not gonna roll out immediately in the whole Philippines. And I think even if 2 years, 3 years down the line, I think there's still, at least PLDT and Globe are still ahead in terms of equipment, in terms of technology for the third telco, or at least ahead of the third telco. So, yun lang. That's my trend for, at least typically for us, for 2021. Maybe gradually, our telco services are improving. But I'm skeptical that it's gonna take a major leap forward. I think our services naman really get better, but yun nga. I think I'm still skeptical na it will improve or it will take a big leap forward this year or even the next. Well, I hope I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
Para naman magmura yung ano natin, yung plans natin, lalo na yung sa broadband, sa internet, di ba? But sana, kasi ano, I think this year, they target naman nila to cater nationwide, pero mauuna lang talaga yata ang Mindanao, then Visayas, before Luzon. So, yeah. I just want to put it out there. New telco this year. But let's see if they really make a dent sa services natin.
So, you're saying don't keep your hopes up.
Don't keep your hopes up that much. Oo. Kasi if the third telco really wants to make a difference, it will boil down to having one crucial thing. It's have their own submarine cable. Kasi these, for your knowledge, Abel, not sure if you know, meron talagang physical cables from the Philippines all the way to all other countries. I think sa atin, from Philippines to Hong Kong or Taiwan, tas pupunta yan ng Amerika. Ito yung mga submarine cables, underwater cables. Yeah. Talagang physically meron. So if Dito has their own or have their own, that's the time they would really make a difference in the services here. Kasi right now, it's just PLDT and Globe. Eh. So what they're gonna do, they're just gonna rent. Mag-rent lang sila ng data, ng bandwidth. So they're still bound within the existing players.
Globius to rin for from PLDT.
Yes, I think so. If I know my history right, Globius to rin. But since they had their own, they're free more to move the price, yeah, or have or engage in price wars. Yeah. But for dito, I think mas wala silang ano, mas wala silang freedom. Not unless they have a special deal in place. I don't know. But yun, third telco.
So last is like, yung last mo is like an anti-trend, no? Parang ganun yung dating. Okay.
A PSA. Public yep. Service announcement.
I think lahat naman ang sinabi natin so far is a PSA, you know?
Fair enough.
Okay. Sige, Kev, I think we've gone beyond the time then, which is okay naman. I don't feel bad. Pero, yeah, this was a juicy, juicy episode. I think it exceeded my expectation about how much we'll talk about this stuff. So it's, yun nga, as I've said, exciting talaga palagi itong conversations na ganito. So I think that wraps up our conversation. Anything else that you want to say or before we wrap things up?
None.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what we said for the past 1 hour, more than an hour, pretty much encapsulates all of our ideas. So, yeah.
Okay, sige. Again, for our listeners, thank you for listening and supporting us. If you found value in this or you like it, don't forget to follow us on Facebook or like our page on Facebook and follow us on Spotify. So you can get updates on new episodes and you can listen to the episodes. Thank you, Kev, again for the really interesting and juicy conversation. Yeah.
Thank you then, Abel. I always learn a lot from you. I think pinaka-key takeaway ko dito yung mm-hmm. yun. If kung hindi yun yung workout app ni Chris Hemsworth.
Yun
yung pinaka-takeaway ko for this evening. So really, I appreciate our conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
So with that said, where can they find you, Abel?
You can find me on LinkedIn. My name there is Abel Ros Maningas. You can find me on Instagram at Abel Maningas, or if you're in Clubhouse, you can find me there as well. Same handle at Abel Maningas. How about you, Kev? Where can they find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. The title is Enterprise Architect. Sorry, wala pa rin ako Instagram. You can find me on our Discord channel.
Yep.
It's Digital Show on my Discord. So every after our recordings, Abel and I hang out there with some of our friends. So we discuss anything under the sun about tech, games, minsan love life advice. Magbibigay yan si Abel. So hit us up. Hit us up there. And I think after the show, again, nandun lang kami. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
Okay. All right, Kev, thanks again. And thank you for our listeners. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye. Yes,
thank you to our listeners, our true fans.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.